Or they're in a situation that they're trying to work through, and it's not an ideal situation where it's just like, let's just get rid of everybody and be no good and hope that we come across AJ DeBonsta or something like that, right? They're in a situation where it's like, all right, we have some players here. We have some players that if you're going to be a good team, you need a guy like DeMontis Sabonis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to a certain degree, you need a guy like Zach LaVine. So we're trying to get good. Like, we've got some of these components already covered, but we've got to maybe find that one guy that takes us to a whole nother level, or find a series of guys that we think may work good with Sabonis, LaVine, maybe even DeRozan, while they're here, while finding the coach that works well with that guy, while finding the complementary parts, while finding the right role for Keegan Murray.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the cupboard isn't bare. They have some ball players here that are good, that would be really good on really good teams. They've got to find a way to make it work. And if there are guys around that they just think they can't work together, how do we move on from one of those pieces or whatever? How do we move on from it?
I don't have an answer to any of that stuff you just asked.
The Brody.
I don't have an answer to this either.
That's how we figure it out.
I hope so. I hope so. I'm wearing Honor the Gift to every game. I'd be like my Russell Westbrook jerseys on my... Actually, it's actually the exact opposite. I'd feel like I couldn't wear it. That would feel like the corniest thing in the world to me.
Ah, well, you know, man. Still gear. It's still...
I wore Actively Black when we did that event with Lanny.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't sure if that was corny or not. Like, I hit up KMB and was like, hey, I have a ton of Actively Black stuff. Should I wear it? Would that be cheesy? She was like, no, we'll all have it on. That was a lie. None of them had it on. It was literally just me. They were like, all right, Kendrick. Like, Kendrick, we'll get in there. She looks like $1 million. And of course, it got his attention, and he was, you know, thankful. But yeah. I did feel weird doing that.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Jabari Smith, we talked about the Rockets a second ago. I think the Rockets have had a home run of an offseason. And there's rumors they are not done. But obviously the KD signing was huge. They have solidified, you know, the guys on their roster. Fred VanVleet's going to be back with them. And Jabari Smith is going to be with them. That was a young guy they chose to stick with during the Kevin Durant negotiations. And he signed a deal for 5 years, $122 million. Rookie extension for 5 years, $122 million. And I ask Keegan Murray more or less than that 5 years, $122, because it's not a max. Mm-hmm. Good number. I don't want to say they're similar, but you could. You know, Keegan is a like Jabari's been a little bit more consistent at a slightly lower level. Mm-hmm. Keegan's been a little more, I'm not going to call him erratic because it's not erratic, but it's a little more up and down in consistency. Never a fall off, never a skyrocket, just a little, you know, I think 12, 15, 12, something like that are his numbers. Jabari's pretty much 12. We talk about points per game. 34-5-ish%, 34-35. I think he had a 30% shooting his first year from three. 35 and then 36. 40s from the field. Just consistent, but maybe at a slightly lower level than you anticipated when you drafted him. What's this number for Keegan Murray, if the number is even there for Sacramento? I believe it is. But is it more or less than the 122 that Jabari got?
My thought process would be, if I had to choose more or less, I would say less. I actually think it's probably around what he's going to get, though. But a lot of people, they could be 100% correct, but a lot of people last night were like, market for Keegan just went up and he about to get paid.
Mm.
He ain't jumping over Jabari. At least I wouldn't pay him more than Jabari Smith Jr. I think they're around the same level of player. I think in the open market, Jabari might get a little bit more than Keegan Murray if it wasn't like, if the league was available to sign one of the two. I think Jabari might get a little bit more than Keegan Murray, but they're on the same level. They're on the same level. So I would think he gets paid less, but maybe he gets around that type of deal. You could even make the argument too that Jabari got a little bit more than maybe we were expecting. So that might play a role.
You don't have to make the argument for me. He did. He got more than I expected him to.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's a little bit more. I think when I thought about it, I think I just, maybe it was just cheap heat. I just had him at 100. Mm. That's 22 million more than I realized. Mm. That could just be me not understanding, you know, the game, you know, the rookie extension game. But yeah, 122 was. Oh, my first thought was, man, great for the one thing I really love about the Rockets is it's a line that's come up in here multiple times in the conversation in the chatty house is direction. They picked it. They are all in. They're not tiptoeing around anything. They're not. Look, we want Fred VanVleet here to organize this thing. Jamari Smith, we believe in him. And you know our move was KD. We're going to be aggressive when it comes to Dorian Finney-Smith. We're going to be aggressive in about 54 minutes when free agency starts. And they have picked a direction, and their direction is we are capable of winning an NBA championship this year. I don't believe they thought that last year. I believe everything that you talked about with that basketball team is that they wanted to see it through with the group that they had and evaluate from there. You thought they could have grown this offseason. I didn't. Now it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. They're all in. And this is a team that is constructing themselves to win an NBA championship. Now they're doing something similar to what New York did last year. New York constructed that basketball team to compete with the Boston Celtics. We said it. The second the Mikal Bridges trade happened, we said it, this team is competing with the Boston Celtics right now to be the favorite in the East and to represent the conference in the finals. Mm-hmm. What I think the Houston Rockets are doing right now, or what they will be doing over the next hour or into the next hour, is adding depth to compete with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Because right now this team is good enough to be one of the last two teams. They're good enough to be one of the best teams in the conference. You add depth and guys that you can rely on, more guys that you can rely on to Houston, and you start talking about them from 1 to 9 being as good as Oklahoma City was, just like we were talking about Indiana a couple of weeks ago. 1 to 9, they're just as good. Or really, you get from like 5 to 9, just as good. Houston does that over the course of the next couple of days. Yeah, like they could absolutely win an NBA championship this year.
Yeah, they look at this, I believe, they look at what's going on in the NBA in general, but specifically even in that Western Conference, as we can position ourselves immediately to be the team that's right there next to OKC and potentially beat OKC in a series. And you go get KD, you go make these other moves. The time, I agree with their front office and how they're going about it. The time is now. The time is now for this group. You've got Steven Adams still being able to be effective in a playoff series. You've got Sengun getting that playoff experience and showing what he can do out there. You got VanVleet under contract. Kevin Durant is still able to do what he does on a consistent basis. Amen should be ascending to a different mm-hmm. level next
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
The time is
yeah.
now.
Yep.
And, yeah, I like what they're doing. I agree with the timing of it all and what they're how aggressive they're being right now. I love it.
I'm with it. Good for the Houston Rockets. Clear direction. They're going to be a really exciting team to watch next year. Mm-hmm. Identity, great coach, wants a specific style of play. Ime already been to the finals once. I always forget. That was Ime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ime went to that. Okay. Yep. Do I have the Ime coach? Did Ime coach 1 year, go to the finals, and that was it?
Yeah,
was that it?
One and done.
Wow. Wow.
When you say one and done, you mean one and done.
Yep, that's exactly what I mean, Casey.
He was out of there. The next training camp after making the finals.
A one-night stand with the Boston Celtics.
That is absolutely crazy. What did you just say? Well, if you gotta, I think you it gotta, was a one-night stand that got him in trouble, but...
You're not lying.
No. Come on, Jesse.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. What was the answer on the Keegan Murray question? It was less.
Less. Not a whole lot. But
5 years,
less.
122. Is this like a quarterback thing where it's like, well, that's the market. 5 years, 122. Would you? I mean, obviously you're starting at a max. Like, hey, my client wants the max. It's like, okay, great. Do you want to have a real discussion or not?
The 3 years, 3 years, 105, 3 years, 110. How about that? You could say no, and then we just restrict a free agency and let the market.
You just escalate like quickly to the worst.
Well, no, I'm not going to give you 125 because they paid Jabari Smith $122 million. I think you guys are on the same tier, and if I had Jabari Smith in my program, this is what I would have paid him. This is what I'm offering you. It's a great deal. 3 years, 110. I wouldn't say this. Probably would have gave you 100, but because of the Jabari Smith stuff, I'll give you an extra $10 million.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't say that. Don't say that. Yeah, don't say that.
But I am typically a believer that because somebody else did something extra or reckless doesn't mean that's what I have to do.
Yeah. I don't think that was reckless, though.
I'm just saying in general.
I got you. Okay.
Like the Cowboys signing Dak Prescott to that contract. That doesn't mean I have to give you 65
million.
You had
to get that shot in Dak Prescott. We will come back. We are getting closer and closer. 45 minutes. Will the Sacramento Kings have a 301 signing? And will it be Dennis Schroeder? Or will it be something else involving Dennis Schroeder? Will it be something involving Russell Westbrook? We're all going to find out together.
Oh, man.
Probably. Hopefully. Might have to put the KSFM show on hold if this thing goes on too long. But, man, there's a lot of deals that happened over the weekend. Obviously, extensions with current teams that we haven't talked about yet. We should probably do what the rest of America is doing and discuss the ramifications of the LeBron James deal. And then we are just waiting for the top of the hour. There's rumors out there, a lot of them. Some you know, and some you don't.
Mm.
Stilo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. I set the chatty house into a tough space during the commercial break.
You really did kind of just walk away, bomb explosion right there.
No, so I think, yeah, I'll say it on the radio. Because I feel like we have enough to support this. I'm not saying Malik Monk is getting traded, but I think Kings fans should start thinking about life without Malik Monk. You have maintained this position for months. One of those guys has to go. I don't know what value Devin Carter has. I mean, I do. At this exact second, he has none because those conversations have been had.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, Malik, I know there have been inquiries about Malik. I don't know how serious they've been. I've heard like some of the proposals, and it's like, you've got to be kidding me. The Kings are saying no to this. Like, no, absolutely not. Like, yeah, I might want to trade somebody. I'm not going to trade them just to do it.
Right.
But someone has to go. If the idea of two incoming point guards is real, then two of them probably have to go. I'm just think Kings fans should prepare for Malik to not be here. That's all. And I don't know how you prepare for that. I don't know if you order the pizza guys. I don't know if you put your jersey on. I don't know what you do. I love Malik. I'm a fan. I'll always be a fan. I'm not sure that he has I just am not confident he has a future here.
I'm potentially sacrificing my favorite player so D'Lo can have his.
Well, wait a minute. I don't know about that.
But it's just one of those things. He's the odd man out, and you just can't have all these guys back. I like all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll reiterate again.
Let me. No, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I'll reiterate again. Devin Carter, for as much as you guys think that I don't like his game, I will say he showed me something his second stint. When I saw his second stint in the NBA, I was like, all right, there might be something here. And maybe it was just the fact that he was coming off surgery, didn't have a training camp, didn't even have summer league, none of this stuff, and he needed to get acclimated. All right, okay. I can see the vision right here. So in a perfect situation, yeah, he would stay with the Kings. He'd have a whole offseason this year and he'd be able to grow. But with Keon there, Malik there, Devin, potential Schroeder, potential Westbrook, that's too many guards who do a lot of the same things.
Yeah.
And have a lot of the same weaknesses,
mm-hmm.
you know, in some of those guards. And you got to move on. You say from maybe two of them, that might be the case. And even with like Keon signing, they're picking up the option on Keon.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that almost locked him in for this year.
Yeah.
Like, because at $2 million, like you mentioned earlier,
yeah, absolutely.
You're not trading him for
it. Doesn't make sense to trade him.
So he's not going to be gone.
You can fill contract with other mm-hmm. someone else, not with Keon Ellis.
So he's not going to be gone. We talked about the market that we're hearing for Devin Carter. Doesn't look like he's going to be gone. At least one person.
Not right now.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something about Malik, because I know this is frustrating for Kings fans, given how it feels like universally loved Malik is.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go with him? He was an electrifying six man that Mike refused to start. Then he did. And however it went. But then De'Aaron got traded, and his responsibilities changed, and he remained the starter as a starting point guard. And it felt like this is the Doug Christie fixing the plane while it's in the air analogy. He's trying to figure things out in a different position, in a completely different role than he had not only been in Sacramento, than he's ever had in his career. And then I think he gets sick and quietly comes back to the bench, gets announced in the starting lineup. One of the weirdest things that's happened in a Kings game where lots of weird stuff happens. Guy puked on the floor a couple of years ago. Malik is like, Malik, guy, go crazy. Everybody. And then all of a sudden, wait a minute, Malik's not starting. Malik's on the bench. And Doug never, and he was just, Doug literally said, James didn't ask me. No one asked me about a starting lineup change. I might have told you. And never went back. Doug didn't even say that this is a permanent change.
Mm-hmm.
He just said it's something, you know, we wanted to try. And then he never went back.
Mm-hmm.
So you've tried everything. What do you do with Malik Monk?
What you do with Malik Monk is probably something that you can't, in my opinion, get to at this point. You get him back into his old role, of being that sixth man off the bench, being that potential closer. But now with no De'Aaron Fox or defensive capable point guard, Schroeder's a pretty, maybe a little underrated on the defensive end. He's not a lockdown guy, but he competes on the defensive end from time to time. So, you know, maybe he can defend. But one of the ways you were able to get away with having Malik in there at the end of these games, in my opinion, was because you, when it was working, you had another defensive perimeter guard around him in De'Aaron Fox. Mm-hmm. Now, with the way the roster is, if you have him out there, there's not a whole lot of defense. It's Malik, Zach, DeRozan, Keegan, Sabonis. That's how you would finish games. That's tough. That's tough. Sometimes you're going to look to outscore these guys, but as far as guarding some of the top point guards in the game, like who's going to take on that responsibility? So if you don't have Malik there, now you can go Dennis Schroeder out there, who can at least, like I said, guard these guys, can work with them. I think he's a little better defender than Malik was. So you've got a little bit more resistance on the perimeter. But your question about where do you go with Malik, I don't know if you go anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, ideally, you would take him back to the role that he was when he was successful. But the way the roster is right now, I don't know if you can – I don't know if that's feasible.
And it may not be, which is why I just posed the question, what do you do? And he is a value contract, in my opinion, and I hate we do it far more often than we should, and I hate that we do. We regulate these guys down to their contracts. But that's part of the business. To me, it's very rare that players are, you know, traded for players or skill sets or, you know, whatever you want to say or do, when a lot of times contracts are traded as much as players are. Mm-hmm. And in the end, I absolutely believe that Malik has a good contract. Mm-hmm. So where does he fit? I don't know. But I wouldn't be shocked if something happened today. We'll see. I have no idea. I have absolutely no clue. I'm just putting on a show. Mike Brown from Shams Charania will have a second meeting with the New York Knicks for their head coaching job, which is still vacant. As free agency gets underway, the New York Knicks don't have a head coach. Just remind everybody of that. By the way, as big of a debacle as the Sacramento Kings may be, or as the league wants to make the Sacramento Kings out to be, have you seen the list of coaches that your New York Knicks,
not mine, I'm just a supporter,
have had over the last 20 years?
Yeah, anything to say for your team?
What do you mean my team? The Kings are my
team. They've had like 13 coaches.
Yeah, have some self-respect.
Okay, I mean,
let me be the first to tell you.
Team. Stop saying it's my team.
Both of your teams are a disaster. Your teams combined have like 26 head coaches since the new millennium.
It's a lot,
man.
That's a lot, man. Now, to be fair to the Kings and the Knicks, not a lot of coaches stay around anymore.
No, that's very true.
Isn't it like, who's the longest tenured one right now? It's something
ridiculous.
It's got to
be Spo. Well, it's got to be Spo.
It's Spo. After Spo, it's something crazy, isn't it? Steve Kerr is probably on there. So
Steve Kerr got to be up there, yeah. Longest tenured NBA coach.
I think there's a top three or four, and then it's like a two-year guy.
Well, it was, yeah. I mean, Pop was technically the head coach last year. Well, this one's not updated because Michael Malone was on the list.
Billy Donovan is third.
There you go. I was getting okay.
Billy Donovan, third.
Ty Lue.
Ty Lue, wow.
Ty Lue, how long has Ty Lue been there?
Ty Lue, I don't know.
24 years?
Since 2020, October 20th.
Wow, okay.
Mark Daigneault, November 11th, 2020. Chris Finch.
Mark Daigneault is one of the longest tenured head coaches in the league?
I believe the fifth.
Are you kidding me?
No, sir.
If you told me Mark Daigneault became the Thunder coach last year, I'd believe you. That is crazy.
Oh, well, you guys are there. Where am I on the list? How long have I been in Milwaukee?
Just too long.
Doc, you stole a job, okay? Relax.
You've been there too long.
Has it been a year and a half?
Chris Finch and Rick Carlisle are in the this is nuts.
I'm old enough to remember when Rick Carlisle was coaching the Mavericks.
Well, you know what the crazy part of that is? Jason Kidd's on the list, too. Dude, you're right. Coaches just do not stick around. Oh, well, or I should say organizations don't let coaches stick around.
It feels like, for the most part, like 5 years is like the max for a lot of these coaches.
Yeah.
5 to 7 years. And then it really doesn't even matter, like, if you're winning or not. Like, they're moving on. Because if you're winning and you haven't won a championship, then you're not the guy to get them to the next level.
Yeah.
That's the Coach Bud. He was about to be fired when he was in Milwaukee. Like, they need somebody to get them over the hump.
I'm tired of waiting. I'm firing off my first text of the season.
Oh, boy. Oh, God.
D-Lo's back.
Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves. Oh, you know what we should do? I mean, we got 30 minutes. LeBron James. Opting into that final year with the Los Angeles Lakers. I believe the number is $53 million. Mm. And then an indirect statement from Rich Paul that talks about positioning for the future. And
do you think there's a couple teams out there that know LeBron James wouldn't mind playing for them this season?
For sure they know.
But how do you pull that off? Because LeBron, because
I feel like if you're Rich Paul, you don't put out that statement without knowing something.
LeBron has a no trade clause. He literally controls everything because he could tell the team, no, don't trade him. Mm-hmm. Trade him. Mm-hmm. Andrew Wiggins.
Ah, but well, also judging by over the weekend, now that just literally happens.
What?
Did you see the other Rich Paul clip?
Which one?
The draft day clip.
Oh, I did. What? The one with Phoenix.
What?
Yeah, that was crazy.
We've said it before, but we mean it. Agents are running the league.
That was one of those ones where I don't think you should have put this one out. Y'all should have just let this live on your iPhone or whatever.
Get out there.
Oh, man.
That was crazy. So to your point, yeah, he's probably like, no, don't trade that guy. Trade this guy. I've already put it into spot track. It works.
That's crazy. Works.
But, I mean, so it's one or two things, Jesse. They either, or both, they know for sure and or they're trying to force the issue. Is LeBron trying to force his way out of Los Angeles?
Force his way out. I don't think he has to force his way out. Leave? Maybe. Yeah, maybe. But LeBron is extremely calculated. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if this was something LeBron James was contemplating, it would have been set in motion a long time ago, to where you would look at a team and go, that team has the ability, because trading for a contending team, trading for a player that makes $53 million is not going to be easy.
Was the Warriors smoke trade stuff, was that this year or last year?
Both,
maybe
I think.
2 years ago?
I feel like it was both.
I thought there was something recently. Not recently, but like just there was like the Rich Paul stuff that was popping up again or whatever.
I think it was the last two trade deadlines. Or at the very least.
Well, Kuminga might be able to. Oh,
it was
off season. That's right.
And then the trade deadline, I think.
It was it Lakeup calling Genie? Mm-hmm. Is that what it was?
Something like that.
Lakeup calling Genie, then Rich calling. Rich calling maybe Robin being like, no. Nope.
Drew Down says the Clay for LeBron rumor. So I think it was last offseason as well. And then we saw some stuff.
Well, I know Kyrie. There was the Kyrie recruiting LeBron thing.
There's an ESPN article from February 14th that says Genie Bus told Joe Lacob the Lakers had no desire to trade LeBron. There's the smoke.
Mm.
LeBron.
I don't know how you execute that. Like, the Knicks have big contracts. That, like, you could, like, Mikal, you could move. Mikal, I mean, you mentioned the Warriors. There's your Kuminga deal if the Lakers are in on that. Like, you.
Well, I don't know. Where do you find the rest of the money?
I don't know. Like, not my job. I think, it ain't my job. But you can get a big chunk of it with Kuminga. I don't know how you fill it out.
Off the top of my head, it's Mikal and Kat.
Mikal and who?
Kat.
Oh, New York. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got you. Okay.
Kat alone might do it. Ain't Kat at like 40-something million a year?
Yeah, Kat might do it.
For those curious, Zach LaVine and LeBron does work straight up in the trade machine.
Hey, who says no?
Rich.
Rich is LaVine's agent.
That would only add.
But he's LeBron's agent, too.
Trade machine says it only add 4 wins to the Kings, though. So that would be well.
Oh, yeah.
Kat, Karl Anthony Towns, and LeBron James make the same amount of money.
What is Mikal? Mikal's like 20.
I think he's like 20-something. Stand by. Mikal.
Mikal and Hart. Maybe that gets
it's you. Crazy. We're not even going to get to the gambling scandal today.
Oh, my goodness.
From a guy who was a free agent. Is a free agent.
About to get a little bag, too.
24.9 is Mikal.
What's Josh Hart?
Mikal. Asking a lot of new Knicks questions over here, aren't you? Josh Hart is... I feel like he's... Oh, wow. 19.4.
I think you could do it with those two.
Josh Hart and...
And Mikal.
You'd rather do that than Kat?
Yeah, because if... Yeah, yeah. I don't want to...
Well, if I'm the Lakers, I don't think I'm doing that, though.
Mikal's coming off the books, I think, relatively soon, I think. If I'm LeBron, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Because I need the, you know, Brunson and Kat there. I already got my wing defender with OG. Yeah.
What's LeBron's legacies with, like, his individual teams?
Greatest of all time.
Well, like, he's the greatest of all time, like, just NBA-wise, but, like he's not, like, is he, like, beloved by the Lakers and the Heat? I was wondering, like, because the way he's left has always just been kind of not sour, but...
Going back to what we did, when you think about LeBron James, you think about the Cleveland Cavaliers uniform, right?
Yeah.
Like, or a Heat. Do you think about a Heat
he's
uniform?
He's Cleveland, but, like, I vividly remember him in Miami. It's, like, I've watched LeBron all, so I think about them all, but like, yeah, he's a Cleveland Cavalier to me. But it's like, does Cleveland love him like that as well? Like, I know, there's no hard feelings still from when he left the first time or anything like that.
No, he brought him a chip. That is,
or leaving the second time, even
all they damn near had a parade for him leaving the second time.
Yeah,
they're like, yeah, okay, King.
Yeah,
yeah, because I saw Laker fans are tweeting kind of funny now that he like this stuff's in the air. And just, I've kind of wondered what his legacy is with his individual teams now.
Laker fans are ruthless. And that's why I never wanted LeBron to go there, because they would always, I feel like they would disrespect LeBron. They spent his whole damn career disrespecting LeBron. I saw what they would do to LeBron. I said, LeBron, please don't go there. You know what I mean? But he went there, he did whatever, he got a chip. So that kind of kept him at bay for a little bit. But they've been waiting for this moment. They're ready to light LeBron up when he leaves L.A.
Is he an all-time great Laker?
Yes, yeah. He is.
Believe the heavy, he's a Laker fan. He says he's not an all-time great Laker.
I don't think that's true.
That's preposterous.
That's not true.
He brought a championship there. I think at this point, hasn't he been there longer than anywhere else in his career?
He's been there.
Like 6-7 years?
Probably not as long as Cleveland in total.
Yeah.
Like Cleveland's 11 years.
Stint.
Yeah, Lakers is 7. Cleveland is 11. Miami's obviously 4. As a Los Angeles Laker, LeBron James, 26.6 points per game, 7.9 rebounds, 8.1 assists. LeBron James is a Miami Heat, where I think he had two of his greatest years of his career, 26.9 points per game, 6.7 assists, 7.6 rebounds. As a Cavalier, 27.2 points per game, 7.3 assists. Wow, and 7.3 rebounds. Mm. He's Kobe at 8-24. The numbers are damn near identical, no matter what jersey he's wearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's to me, he's an all-time Laker. He's proven that.
I didn't really want a fourth jersey, to be honest with you, though. I didn't. Unless it. Well, I don't mind. I don't mind if he goes back to Cleveland. I don't. I will vomit if he goes to the Golden State Warriors.
Oh my god!
I do not.
I don't think that's an option. I think he definitely, right now, is flirting with the New York Knicks. I'm not
make the
say,
2010 dream come true finally.
Yeah, I'm not. We talked about it a little bit earlier. I don't know if it was during a commercial break or on the show, but the clips, you know, that are out there, the clips that just so happens to have him in the background saying, "Oh yeah, I'd play with New York. Yeah, for sure. I'm about to retire soon anyway. New York is cool with me." That the at Fanatics Knicks fans, what up though? What up Knicks fans? What up Knicks fans?
How recently was that?
That was at that Fanatics.
Like
fest.
A week ago.
Yeah. I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's when he had the Louis joint on and the custom watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a New York Knicks.
Did you get yours yet?
Did you get yours? I didn't get nothing.
I think it was one of 23 or something. Did you get one of those? Oh, that was
bananas. Be honest. Are you going to get a LeBron Knicks jersey?
Oh, good question.
No.
Why not? I feel like that'd be the one.
I think I'm. No, I said a lot of things about jerseys with potentially what could be, you know, happening. I think I'm done with current players.
I think that's a great call.
Who are your last three current players that you have?
Malik Monk.
Okay, yeah, that one's kind of teetering, it feels.
Buster Posey.
Yeah, well.
And Trey Lance.
That one's tough.
Go to hell, Jesse.
We have to turn that one to like a Saskatchewan Roughriders jersey at some point.
Go to hell. So let me think
I'm done with current players.
Where did this go? Hold up. Let's go back to this just for a second, because in a couple minutes, like, we're leaving this forever. Mm. Oh, where'd he go? Was it Greg? Greg. Gregory says Magic, Kobe, Kareem, Wilt, and the logo. Those are Lakers greats. Wilt, do I got this? Yeah. Wilt Chamberlain is a Los Angeles Laker.
Three 5 years,
17.7 points per game and 19.2 rebounds.
Wilt's not on that list.
Zero MVPs. Wilt Chamberlain is not an all-time Laker. And if he is, he's certainly not better than LeBron James.
He can be an all-time Laker.
Yeah, he's not better than LeBron James.
Better than LeBron. There's only three that are ahead of LeBron.
Magic, Kareem, and Kobe.
Could be four.
Magic, Kareem, Kobe, and Shaq?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
That's okay.
But Shaq was amazing with the Lakers.
That's all right.
Well, more George Mike and erasure.
Shout out George Mike. And big ups to him. But yeah, I put him ahead of Jerry West as well. Jerry West was unbelievable. But
winning time as well.
Come on, man! They need to bring winning time back.
I think it ended perfectly.
No, it didn't. No.
Can you imagine being a Laker fan? Yeah. Wow. The show starts with us chasing the Boston Celtics, and it ends with us chasing the Boston Celtics.
Oh, Jesus. I don't like that. I don't like that, because I don't like
what a joke.
I don't like that
joke.
Bring back part two and take us to the sale.
Do you guys think he's flirting with the Knicks?
I think he's flirting with leaving.
Yeah, I think he's flirting with something.
Where else would
he go? The Knicks seems like the
most. You said the Warriors. Where you think he'd go to the Warriors?
No, I'd say Knicks. I feel like when we do the LeBron stuff, you got to read the tea leaves and really pay attention. I feel like the stuff we've talked about like seems Knicks.
The Knicks are just kind of staring us in the face when it talks to LeBron. When you talk about LeBron. LeBron is very LeBron is very calculated with his moves.
Yeah.
He's not very discreet though.
Yeah. Well,
the Knicks fans fanatics
which is why this thing feels so weird to me. Mm. The opt-in and then like the statement. It's like this doesn't feel
Two things that Windhorst.
And if the Knicks are involved, LeBron, I'm sorry, who's getting their second interview today?
Mike Brown.
You think this is going to be like, could be why, like, everything.
This whole thing's, LeBron ain't going to the Knicks. He ain't going to the Knicks. We're going to go play for Mike Brown again? Ain't no way.
You think maybe this is why it's so quiet around Giannis? People working on LeBron?
I don't know if they're related. So they were really talking.
Imagine Giannis and Luka on the same team.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
Crazy.
Oh, my goodness. There's two things going on real quick.
I mean, teams that would trade for Giannis are looking at LeBron like the Knicks and stuff, I mean.
Windhorst said two things were interesting. LeBron's opt-in, at least at the time of this morning, because he was on Get Up, the Lakers had not sent out, like, hey, breaking media advisory, LeBron opts in. does all this other stuff. He said they did do that before. He said it stood out to him as odd that they didn't say anything at that time on him resigning. The other thing is, and I don't know if this means anything about him leaving, but he said this is the first time LeBron has ever been on the final year of a contract.
Right. Yeah. Everything that happened over the weekend is very different than anything mm-hmm. LeBron's ever done. Mm-hmm. We'll come back. Free agency will begin. I'm sending text messages, and my dreams may be dying.
Oh, no.
I just published a short like 20 minutes ago.
Stilo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. We're all gambling at this point, so shout out Sky River Casino. Shout out Sky River Casino. We are 13 minutes away from the start of free agency. Will Dennis Schroeder be a Sacramento King? Will Malik Monk be a Sacramento King? Will Russell Westbrook be a Sacramento King? Are any of those things related? Will someone we're not even... Will LeBron James, in fact, be traded for Zach LaVine just because the money works and everything can come full circle and LeBron James can play his last game where he played his first?
And Bryce can play his first game here.
That would be amazing. Bryce, are you aware your father played his first game here?
I don't know anything about my dad's career.
Of course he doesn't.
You think this is a quiet day for the Kings? Quiet rest of the day?
No.
Minus the stuff that we've heard already, like the Dennis Schroeder likely stuff or whatever?
Yeah, I think that's... I think that's happening.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I don't know. Maybe there's a trade coming, but I don't know. Been hurt too many times, man.
Oh, no.
The life of a sports fan.
Man. Look, man. I think moves are being made. Will they be able to complete any type of moves? I don't know.
Here's the thing, though.
I think moves are attempted to be made.
Even if moves are being made, I don't think the fan base is going to be overwhelmed with them.
Yeah, no, that's... I don't think there's anything realistically they could do that would have the fan base overwhelmed with them. I even think most of the stuff that they'll probably end up doing, because as you tweeted out earlier today, the one of their biggest, which you would think is their biggest trade chips and trade assets and somebody that you think might be gone isn't leaving. Because of that, there's not a whole lot you could do to like get somebody that'll move the needle here. I think it's going to be a lot of Dennis Schroeder type of moves.
Someone asked earlier, are we just operating as if Trey Lance is gone? Lyles.
Shout out Trey Lance.
Trey Lance, long been gone.
Shout out Trey, man. Shout out to who are you with the Chargers?
Stupid enough to buy a jersey. Yeah, I think
he's with the Chargers.
Shout out to Trey Lance, who ruined gift giving on D'Lo and KC forever. Literally have never bought anyone another gift after that.
It was such a cool idea, though.
And thank you to...
I was hyped.
It was a nice jersey.
Thank you to Isolated Dave, who said Trey Lance is gone, to be fair, so... Trey Lyles. Yes, I believe Trey Lyles is no longer going to be a Sacramento King. The Jake LaRavia thing is interesting. It's not one we've talked about. I feel like there's some sort of like money thing there with him that I can never remember. Like the Kings can only pay him so much.
Yeah, they can't give him more than $5 million a year, I think it is.
Okay.
Which is probably about what he should be making. So we'll see. We'll see if anybody's offers more than that.
Yeah.
I like Jake LaRavia.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. There's your big move. There's your big splash, Kings fans. That one going to make you happy?
Definitely.
Big John Paul says 5.1. Mm. Okay. I knew there was a number that they were kind of, that the CBA only allowed them to offer.
I like LaRavia. I wanted to see him. I want to see him back here in Sacramento. But not saying that this is the same type of guy and he's the same as a veteran in the league. But now you get somebody like Nick Clifford. That makes Laravia a little bit more expendable, in my opinion, where you don't need to retain him if it doesn't fit with the cap, if you know somebody wants to get in a bidding war or something like that. You can't go more than five and you're in a bad situation. You still got Nick Clifford here, who I think does a lot of the same things that Jake Laravia does. Some things a little bit better than Jake Laravia to help out if he were to leave. But if you could have them both here, that would be great as well. As well as like a guy like Keon Ellis. Now coming off the bench, you got a lot of versatility and you got some guys that can defend and get after it a little bit.
There's going to be a lot of columns written about winners and losers of free agency. I don't know that there's going to be a bigger loser than Malik Beasley, though. This is a maybe not quite Miles Bridges level trick off of a substantial amount of money you were on the verge of getting. Maybe that money is there for him on the horizon. But I was reading something from ESPN Bet this morning that said,
man,
there was at least one book that noted irrational or not. I don't know if irrational was irregular wagers on Malik Beasley prop bets when he was with Milwaukee. Mm. And then that led to another article that was like, yeah, prop bets are the thing that is making this sports gambling thing so dangerous. It's, one, not that athletes gamble more than they used to. It's just it's easily trackable now. It didn't used to be trackable like this. Plus, it's a lot easier to ensure you don't get 8 rebounds or 10 points than it is to assure that your team loses by 9 points or wins by 8 or whatever. You can be you can make it look a lot more natural when you have prop bets laid on yourself versus wagers that are tied to everyone else on the team. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting.
Man, he was slated to make, I think the number was probably like $14 million a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 3 years, 42.
And right before he was talking to his agent, ready to close the deal, Piston said, "Hold on, player. Feds are calling us."
Oh, hold on, man.
Shout out to Terry Rozier, though. It was cleared of all the stuff he was being investigated
for.
Well,
good. I didn't want to see scary Terry involved in that.
Now the Miami Heat can trade him.
Miami Heat ain't trading nobody. They're just sitting around
thinking they got a championship move ready to go. No, sir. Malik Beasley,
Matt George, who might be listening to this show, I'm not sure. All signs point to the Sacramento Kings really liking Jake Laravia. They don't intend to lose him. This is the second time we've said something, and he's had news on it. Matt George is killing it.